Lord, we are grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are here for you, Lord. And we thank you for your presence. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your grace. We give you praise. Blessed be your holy name. Our hearts are open. We're asking that you speak to us today, everyone here present, that our lives will be changed by your word. And we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Please, you may be seated in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, this month is a month of devotion to God. And we are looking at the subject of devotion to God. How do we heighten our devotion to God? And before then, what does it mean to devote our lives to God? What does it mean? So those are the things we're looking at. And we have identified three basic things from the teachings of Jesus Christ our Lord in Matthew chapter number 5, Matthew chapter number 6, specifically 6. Three things that catalyze or facilitate our devotion to God. Number one, prayer. Number two, fasting. And then number three, almsgiving. In other words, showing mercy. So, these three things are very key to devotion to God. So, we've been looking at prayer. You know, the last time I taught at Bible study, I taught on the subject of prayer, particularly the pattern that the Lord gave us in prayer in Matthew chapter number 6 from verse 9 to 12. And we looked at that very in depth. And I want to talk about the frequency of prayer today. The frequency of prayer. Now, how often should we pray? How often should we pray? And then I'll talk about the assurance we have in prayer. The assurance we have in prayer. Assurance of answers to prayers. And then I will talk about the things that happen to us when we pray. What are the things that happen to us when we pray? Now, the subject of prayer is very vast. And so to understand it, we need to study it, you know, roundedly. We can't finish it in 1 month, but at least we'll look at a couple of things as the Lord would have us look at. So today, I want to talk about the frequency of prayer to start with. Now, prayer is a privilege. Prayer is a call. Prayer is an opportunity that God has given to every believer to come before him and fellowship with him. So the goal of prayer primarily is fellowshipping with God such that you're asking to receive. So it's asking and receiving. So it's not just for the fun of it. There's transformation in prayer. There's transaction in prayer. So you're transacting business with God. So knowing fully well that everything God has made ready for us cannot be enjoyed without prayer. If you read through the New Testament, the frequency of prayer as a doctrine is established as what we need to do all the time. All the time. For example, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. It says, pray without ceasing. In other words, there's a place of praying nonstop, continually, consistently. So there's a place of not stopping your prayers. Okay? In other words, be in the mood and in the mode of prayer. We ought to pray continually, nonstop. So Another instruction given to us here, when Jesus was teaching his disciples, he said a parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So we are meant to pray always. What does that mean? It simply means pray and keep praying. Luke 18 and verse 1. He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. We are meant to pray and keep praying nonstop. And I will tell you why the frequency of prayer in the New Testament is always. Always here simply means that we need to do it continually and consistently. Okay? If you read Romans 12 and verse 12, Romans 12 and verse 12, it says, continuing instant in prayer. Continuing instant in prayer. So that means we continue in prayer and we keep praying at every instant. Praise God. Amen. We pray and keep praying and keep praying without stopping. No stop to it. Why? We'll get to know about that in no time. Glory to God. Now again, the Bible tells us here very clearly in Ephesians chapter number 1, if we look at the apostles of old and the church, the New Testament church, prayer was a culture. Was a culture with them, the early church, and ought to be a culture with us as God's children. Amen. If you look at the Apostle Paul, for example, in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15, it says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So he did it ceaselessly. Why? Because he needed to do it. Prayer. He needed to do it. Now, in Colossians chapter number 1 and verse 9, when he was writing to the church at Colossae, all right, he said the same thing. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. In other words, he was praying ceaselessly. Why? Because he needed to pray. He needed to pray. Hallelujah. All right. Again, in Philippians chapter 1, if you read from verse 3 to 4, all right, when he wrote to the church at Philippi, he said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in prayers of mine for you all, making requests with joy. Now, the word always here, again, in other words, he was praying always for them. Why? Because he needed to do it. So when we look at the culture of the New Testament, it's a culture of prayer. For example, Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 2. If we start reading from verse 42, okay? And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. So how did they continue in prayers? Steadfastly. Steadfastly. In other words, there was steadfastness to it. They were praying, and they were praying, and they never stopped praying. Now, why is it important for us to pray nonstop? Why is it important for us to pray continually in the New Testament? You know, before we even get there, look at Ephesians chapter number 6. Amen. Look at verse 18. Paul encouraged the church at Ephesus. He says, praying always, with all prayer and supplication, where? In the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So praying all the time, always. What does that mean? It simply means that we do it nonstop, continually, consistently. And why is it important? Now, this is the reason. It is important to pray continually in the New Testament, because the New Testament is altogether spiritual. Our commandment is not carnal. Under the old covenant, they went by the carnal commandments. But in the New Testament, our commandment is spiritual. In other words, our understanding is actually spiritual. For us to have a good understanding of the New Testament and God in the New Testament, the way he wants us to understand him, we must come to that place of spiritual understanding. Now, if you look at Philippians, let's look at Colossians. Colossians chapter number 1 and verse 9 that we read earlier. All right? I want us to read that verse 9 together again. 1, 2, 3, let's go. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So what kind of understanding does God want us to have? Come on now, spiritual. Spiritual understanding. Now, a carnal understanding of God was what they had under the old covenant. They didn't have a spiritual understanding of God. Apart from prophets and priests and some kings that were anointed, all right, the whole people were not anointed to understand God the way they ought to. So it takes prayer to have a spiritual understanding of God. If you don't pray, you may know things about God. You may have an idea of God or an idea about God, but you will never be able to come into that spiritual understanding of God without prayer. So the New Testament is a spiritual testament. It's a testament that is premised on God's life and God's purpose communicated to us by the Spirit, not in the flesh. You can't understand it in the flesh. You can only understand it in the Spirit. The plan of God. Amen. If the moment you start talking the New Testament, people who are not spiritual are cut off immediately. It takes spiritual understanding to comprehend the New Testament. Now, if you look at the Old Testament, it was a testament of God trying to work out his understanding, all right, in his people from outside in. Okay? From outside in. In other words, everything he did from the outside into them. Praise God. But they still didn't get it. They didn't get it. Glory to God. Jesus was saying in John chapter number 6, he said, your father ate bread, manna in the wilderness, and they died. They still died. The bread was not found here. The bread came from heaven, yet they died. He said, I am the bread of life. Eat me. He said, until you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. So he was saying here that, look, the true bread that you ought to eat is the Son of Man. Glory to God. Are we together? All right. So it takes spiritual understanding to comprehend that. Comprehension in the New Testament is purely spiritual. If you don't pray, you cannot catch it. The frequency at which God speaks to us in the New Testament is spiritual, spirit frequency. And so you have to pray to be able to comprehend and understand the things of the Spirit. Little wonder Paul prayed for the church of Ephesus and all the other churches that he planted. He prayed for them time and again, repeatedly, so they could come into the understanding of the will of God, the understanding of the New Testament. For example, in Ephesians chapter number 1 from verse 15, if you look at it, Ephesians 1 from verse 15. We'll read from verse 15 to verse 19. Can we read together, everyone? 1, 2, 3, let's go. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Wait. Now, he didn't stop. He didn't cease to give thanks to them. For them, on behalf of them, unto the Lord. He kept giving thanks to God and making mention of them where? In his prayers. Now, he didn't have just a prayer for them. He had prayers for them. Amen. And I tell this, I say this again and again. The supply of the Spirit is what it takes to sustain the New Testament. And the New Testament people, the supply of the Spirit. The moment it stops, all right, carnality sets in. Amen. And what guarantees the supply of the Spirit is actually prayer, non-stop prayer, Continual prayer. Can someone say amen to that? Yeah. So, Paul began to pray for them again and again. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Let's read on verse 17. 1-3, let's go. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Why? The eyes of your understanding, come on now, being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope. So that means without the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of God, the eyes of our understanding cannot be enlightened to know the hope of God's calling. To know the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. To know. Come on, say to know. All right. So it takes the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God to know. To know. It's, the New Testament is spiritual. To know. Amen. We say, I'm blessed. And we're saying it. Some people are saying it, but they don't understand it yet. Until, pam, light breaks forth on the inside. Can someone say amen to that? And then they understand that, okay, so this is what it means to be blessed. I'm blessed. We're saying it. Shout hallelujah. The blood has been shed for us. Woo, glory. Some people are shouting it in understanding, while others are shouting it, just copying others. Amen. Do you really understand it? It takes prayer. Come on, say prayer. All right. If you look at the servant of Elisha, when the Syrian armies, you know, came and surrounded Dothan, and he saw them, he said, alas, master. The servant saw them. He said, we are in soup. And the prophet of God looked at him and said, the people with us are more than the people with them. Praise God. He didn't understand what he was saying. So he prayed. He said, God of Israel, open his eyes, open his understanding. Amen. The moment he rendered that prayer, God opened his eyes. And the moment his eyes were opened, the same calmness that Elisha has shown, amen, he started showing the same calmness. Praise God. Why? Because he can see something. If you can't see what God is showing you, there's no way you can truly, truly understand the New Testament as you ought to. Amen. If you tell someone, the blood has been shed for me, therefore I declare by the voice of the blood that nothing that is spoken against me stands, and say it's done, and then you go to bed. Glory to God. Now, another believer is, I don't think that thing is done like that. So he's still praying. Amen. Does not mean we don't tarry in prayers, but when you pray by light, come on, say light. It is like you're shooting, you know, AK-47 that is loaded, amen, with firepower. Glory to God. Unlike, you know, Shaka Bula. Huh? How many of us know Shaka Bula? Those old guns and they use in the village. You just hear tupa, all right, and then there's smoke everywhere. Glory to God. But there are guns you hear ta 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 ta. Ta 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 ta. You may not hear tupwa. Alright, just hear ta 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 ta. So some of you chit. And you see people dropping. Pa 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 pa. Well, you hear tupwa. Alright. And even the animal has escaped. Glory to God. And you're wondering what's happening here. Firepower. Where there's light, come on, say light. I can't hear you. Come on, say light. So it's New Testament, I tell you, New Testament to the core, to keep praying nonstop. Some people ask me and said, these GLT people, all right, why are they always praying? One group, prayer group, another prayer group. Hey, it's not fake bad drash here, I'm listening. Amen. We are praying. Why are we praying? It's a New Testament church. New Testament is not just, you know, come and just be talking big, big things, you know, talking big revelation, and people are just screaming. Praise God. All right, you may think they actually caught it until they have challenges. Amen. I tell people, you had better know what you ought to know well. Know it very well. If you don't know it as you ought to know it, when challenges come, you know, anybody can make mouth when there's no challenge. All right, the brothers of David could kill Goliath. Before Goliath showed up, they could kill anybody. True? Yeah. So, but when he showed up, amen, they showed down. Glory to God. But look at that little David. He knew something. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? In other words, this man is not part of the covenant. He's not circumcised. He's not the seed of Abraham. He's a bastard to the covenant. This one is an outlaw. I will cut off your head. Now, what gave him strength was the covenant of Abraham. Amen? He knew something. He knew something. Do you know something? You see, prayer. Glory to God. So when we begin to pray, the knowledge we get in the spirit is knowledge indeed. Carnal knowledge of the New Testament is boasting. You need to know some things indeed. Hallelujah. I tell people, I say, look, if you continue in life and you really want to go up to where you truly belong in terms of ascension, all right? Say, I belong there, up, topmost top. Amen? That's where I belong. Amen? Positionally, we're already there. In our walk with God, we are being carried by the Spirit experientially into that place. Glory to God. Amen? All right? You will meet certain things that the light of God alone will work. What they told you in Sunday school, all right, and all those Bible stories, they must be quickened in your understanding. All right, those Bible stories are actually raw materials. Amen? They have to be cooked by the light of God. So the moment the light breaks forth on the inside, you start talking light. Come on, say light. And darkness cannot comprehend it. Could not and still cannot. So come on, say light. I can't hear you. Say light. So when we get into praying, and I say this, get into praying. The moment you get into praying, light will begin to break forth. Stay in prayer. Take the posture of prayer continually. So you can maintain that level of light. Because spiritual things, all right, only exist in the spirit. Amen? You didn't hear me. Spiritual things only exist where? In the spirit. Have you seen spiritual money before? Physically? Talk to me now. Do you have spiritual shoes? Do you have spiritual jacket? But have you seen a mantle in the spirit before? Mantle. Do you know that there's clothing in the spirit? That when you put it on like this, you start doing some things. Glory to God. All right, so where is that clothing? Where? In the spirit. It's not physical clothing. So you have to continually walk in the spirit, in prayer to maintain interaction and contact with spiritual things. If you don't stay there, you just realize that the scripture is there in your memory, but the life and the power of it, the way it used to do you in your spirit, is no longer there. You have to stay in that place. Are you what I'm saying here? You stay there. You stay there. Glory to God. Amen. Have you seen a physical anointing before? How many of us have seen a physical anointing? Not anointing oil. How many of you have seen a physical faith before? Physical faith. You can see it demonstrated physically, but physical faith, it's spiritual faith. It's in the spirit. So you walk in the spirit continually to maintain touch with that. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. This is very, very important. So in the New Testament, we cannot really interact with the things that God has blessed us with. Look at the blessings God blessed us with. All right? If you read the Bible, God never blessed us with anything physical in the New Testament. Amen. Hello. No physical blessing. Look at it. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. What did he bless us with? Read it out loud. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Blessed be the God. All right. Now, did he say physical blessings there? Any physical blessing? No. All spiritual. All the blessings we've been blessed with are spiritual. So you can make a withdrawal by faith and bring them into the physical realm. Can someone say amen to that?
Amen.
All right. The moment you bring those blessings into the physical realm, it will take spiritual faith to sustain them. The moment you are not in faith anymore, they start depreciating. The things that are seen, the Bible says what? They are subject to change. They are temporal. They're temporal. Anything you have brought down into the physical realm can change. That's why one may have 1 million naira today and not have it tomorrow. Say, not me. But if you stay in faith, the 1 million will multiply and keep multiplying. You stay in faith. You stay in faith. You stay in faith continually, trusting God. You stay in faith. You will not lean on things that can be seen. The things that can be seen are temporal. They are subject to change. But the things that cannot be seen are what? Eternal. In other words, the nature of spiritual things, all right, is actually eternal. Eternal. Amen. In other words, unchanging, unchangeable, immutable, forever, everlasting. Glory to God. So our blessings in the spirit don't change. Nothing can change them. But the moment you bring it down to the physical, it's just like, you know, you cook food. You know, it's easier to preserve raw rice than cooked one. You get it. The moment it is cooked, all right, it will take faith to cover it. You salt it with faith. All right, if you lean on it, you must not trust in riches. They will grow wings and fly away. Don't do it. Trust in the living God who gives us all things richly to what? Enjoy. Trust in the Lord. Absolutely. Absolutely. Glory to God. So your blessings, what's the nature of your blessings? All right, you get it. Can you enjoy spiritual blessings being carnal? You see. So carnality is not in your favor. It is not in your own interest. I'm telling you the truth. If you're a carnal Christian, let me tell you this, you will not enjoy the blessings that God has blessed you with. They are already yours in Christ, but you need to be spiritual to enjoy them because they are spiritual blessings. Amen? For example, I know in the spirit, that I'm anointed. Someone says, well, can you know that in the spirit? It's called spiritual understanding. You know, when you stay in prayer, you now know why the disciples and the apostles, they didn't stop praying. At every hour of prayer, they will show up to pray. At every hour of prayer, if you're not showing up in prayer, you're getting carnal already. That's the first symptom of carnality, lukewarmness. You say, shall we pray? You'll be leaning on the wall, leaning on everything around, instead of leaning on the Lord. Amen? Shall we pray? Don't squeeze your face like, shall we pray? All right, say hallelujah. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, come on now, let us go to the house of the Lord. You know, that's joy. That's a sign of spirituality. Amen. So you know that you're anointed. You know that you're blessed. How? How? Spiritual. It's called faith. How? You know that when you get there to work out, you know it. That what they said is not final. You just know that they will change their mind. They will have to change their mind. You just know it. Amen. You keep it. Sometimes Let me do 15 minutes. Clapra sana mambrusta. Brosa zine cluster here. You keep it and say, Holy Spirit, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. For example, I know that you're a millionaire and a billionaire. Amen. I know it. Do you know it?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Keep that knowledge. Amen. What a prophet told you about your life, he said it in the spirit. Prophets don't speak in the physical. For you to look at a virgin and say, a virgin will conceive. When you are not drunk. Amen. There are certain things you can only say them where? In the spirit. You can't say them in the physical. Because if you drop down there, you can't understand. In fact, your paradigm cannot accommodate it. And that's why the Bible says, let every man prophesy according to what? The proportion of his faith. Their faith. You have to prophesy according to the proportion of your faith. Your faith must be able to take it. So if a prophet comes and says, you're a millionaire, and then in no time from then, you're a billionaire. Amen? You have to get into that same frequency. Amen? Yeah. Now, when Elisha prophesied to the king of Samaria that by this same time, tomorrow, all right, there will be abundance at the gate of Samaria. Amen? The economic advisor of the king didn't believe it, did he? He didn't believe it. How come he didn't believe it? It was not spiritual. It takes a spiritual person to accept prophecies and say, yeah, that's true. I believe it. That's my word. Amen? A little one shall become what? 1,000. Now, he didn't say little one shall be doubled. You know, you can believe that one easily. A little one shall become what? 1,000. And a small one, come on now, a strong, not just a nation, what? A strong nation. Why? Because God said so. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his what? Time. God will do it in the spirit. God speaks in the spirit. So you believe it and bring it down to the physical realm. But when you bring it down, you don't come down with it. You bring it down, you download it. All right. How many of us have downloaded anything offline before? Amen? You can't. Many of us are trying to download spiritual things offline. You stay online. If there's no internet access, you are downloading nothing. It's only what is in your storage, whatever device, your hard drive, that you can take and use. Right? But what is online is online. And it's not available to offline folks. You have to stay online. Then you can download it. Download it. Download it. So when you are downloading, don't let the many things that you have downloaded make you come on site. Stay online. Don't log out. Don't log off. Stay in prayer. Amen. And then spread the cover of the spiritual. Let me tell you something. Devils are spirits, but they are not spiritual. Now, tell you that they're not spiritual. Devils are spirit, but they are very carnal. They are sensual. You know, Jesus said to Peter, when, you know, Satan was speaking through Peter, he said to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. All right, go to that scripture, Matthew 16. Glory to God. And I want you to see what he said to him. Are you there? Okay, good. Can we read it together? 1, 2, 3, let's go. And he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but things that be of what? So what is the... Can you put it up in Amplified Version or NKJV? Yeah. Read it in Amplified. 1, 2, 3, let's go. But Jesus turned away from Peter and said to him, get behind me, Satan. You are in my way, an offense, and a hindrance and a snare to me. For you are minding what partakes not of the nature and equality of God, but of men. So what is the mindedness of Satan? sensual things, things that pertain to men. The devil is not spiritual. If you stay in that place, that's you are spiritually minded. All right, you beat him hands down. The moment you come into carnality, sensuality, amen. This the devil is sensual. There is no spiritual devil. They are spirit beings, but they are very sensual. So the strength of devils is in carnality. The strength of devils is in lukewarmness, prayerlessness. Are you for what I'm saying here? Did you get it? The moment you stay online, you're downloading things. You know, when you download things, you know, and then they will tell you, look, this one will not. You just tell them, look, all right, I didn't create this thing offline. There are people who walk offline. The devil can finish their blessing in no time. You just blow like this and pyam. All right? And the moment it leaves, they are not online. They can't download. So they steal from people. All right? They are like the Asian tigers. They are copycats. All right? People will go and download things from heaven. They will just come and copy and paste. Amen. I said amen. The only thing you can do if you are not online, okay, you can only go to schools where they have taught some things and there's institutional knowledge and you can copy. But to be creative, you have to stay online. Glory to God. So the New Testament is an online testament. You get it? You must have internet access. The Holy Ghost in you, connect. Don't let anything, you know, anything coming, condemnation, deal with it. No, you are not going to cut me off in the name of Jesus. Something you need to repent of it. You are not going to cut me off. Whatever you have offline is subject to change. If you received an husband, your husband online, and you downloaded him, all right, and you're trying to maintain your husband offline, you know, but go to where you downloaded him from and say, this man, the way you've been talking to me, I reprogram your mind according to the will of God. Sabade Kadoma Brahaya. Now you will understand that I'm a daughter of Zion. This is not pride. This is my self-worth. Self-worth. Come on, say self-worth. Amen. And you say it like you mean it with everything within you. This is who I am. You're doing it where? Online. Glory to God. So we get into praying. The moment you're not praying, it should bother you that you're not praying. If you are walking more than you are praying, it should bother you. Amen? And many of us walk. When it's time for prayer, we say, well, you know, some people want to attend churches where they don't pray. And there's no commitment to prayer. Prayer is not part of mentoring and the church system. So they want to appear in church on Sunday, palm, get the word, worship God, drop their offerings, and escape. All right? They don't understand that church is a family. How many of us come to a family, you're born into a family, and you escape from the family? I say, that's your dad. I say, no, I don't know him. I say, man, I don't know my mom. Your brothers, I've not met them before. Did you fall down from heaven? No. Amen? So prayer. Get into praying. Sometimes if you notice you have not been praying, all right, do what they call fasting is a booster. Fasting is what? A booster. I remember when we used to use you remember this kind of antenna, the small one that you hang somewhere and you're not getting signals well. Amen? You know, they say you should go and get a booster. You now buy a booster. How many of us used a booster before? All right. You now buy a booster. The booster will now boost the what? Receptivity of the antenna. Glory to God. So if you are praying and it's like you are not really getting it the way you should, it's not touching where you should touch. Amen? Get a fasting booster. You get it? You say, today, no breakfast, no lunch. If it, you are not there yet, you say, tomorrow, no breakfast, no lunch, no dinner. Amen? And in no time, you will scratch it, you get there. And when you get there, when you're spiritually minded, you can tell. Carnality is a mindedness. Spirituality is a mindedness. To be carnally minded is what? All right. If all the things you're thinking about are carnal things, all right, that's how the devil thinks. Look, if the devil could think spiritual thoughts, he would not have killed Jesus Christ. The motivation motivating the Roman soldiers, even the Jews, that look, let this person die, is not one of us. Are you what I'm saying here? That instigation came from who? Satan. Now, the moment you stay online and you're thinking spiritual thoughts, the devil cannot understand you. He's lost, I'm telling you. He cannot understand. The moment you start thinking carnally, that's his domain. He understands that. He understands it better than you. Because you are not carnal by nature. You're just taking up carnality by mindedness. He is carnal by nature. So, carnality, there's nothing you can think of in carnality that the devil has not already thought about. He has systems for them. He will start suggesting, what if you now do this and all that? The girl, you know what you're going to do. There's going to be an interaction, and it's going to be purely something that nobody can get. It won't be on your phone and all that. So you just go on your system and bam, and so this is how to communicate. And those thoughts will be coming. Your wife will never be able to get it. Kolekaskop, lie. Do you know what I'm saying? So those thoughts will be coming. Where are they coming from? Come on now, where are they coming from? Yeah. So the moment you are carnally minded, you will meet the devil on ground. It's already there. But the moment you are spiritually minded, you meet the Holy Ghost on ground. And the things that will be coming to your mind when you start speaking those things, devils, they don't understand what you are saying. You can scatter the configuration of Satan by saying spiritual things. As you begin to say those things, the configuration of Satan is scattered. So carnality is not in your interest. Don't be carnal. Choose to be spiritually minded. Hallelujah. Did you get it? Amen. So I have an understanding in the spirit. It is still there. And the understanding is what I will not discuss with you, but he will understand it. Praise God. So I'll just rub it off on him. Somebody should help him. All right. So he will understand it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Someone says, why? How? If I don't want to talk to you, all right, maybe I feel okay, I want to communicate with you, but there's somebody there that I don't want to hear what I'm about to say to you. Amen? Hello? So, communication by words is not an option. So I can send you an SMS. True? You look at it. You nod your head. Do you know we can send, without saying a thing in the spirit, all right? We can communicate things in the spirit. You can know that, you are not going through this way today. Change your route. And you're changing your route. You just know in the spirit. And then they tell you after just like maybe 2 or 3 or 4 hours thereafter that there was a fire outbreak there. One trailer just, you know, got burnt and people were burning inside the car. And you check the time. It was that exact time that you normally pass through that way. But you just, there was an SMS in the spirit. Baga, brr, your spirit beeped. All right, don't go through that route. Change your route. Amen. How many of us know that your spirit can beep?
Yes, sir.
You just I shouldn't eat. Say, no, I can't eat anything. Bible says to bless it. God is trying to protect you. Blessing food, all right, so the food can be blessed and the food will not harm you or hurt you. And God saying that, look, the food is already poisoned. Don't eat it. All right? It's the same end in view. So it's just that the choice that God has, the objective is different. But the goal, the aim is the same aim. Hello, the pathway is different. So if God says don't eat it, don't say I'll bless it. Look at Jesus Christ. God told Joseph, carry the babe, run to Egypt. And say, no, is this not Jesus Christ? Must be protected. They will kill him. Do you know they can kill Jesus Christ? Didn't he die on the cross? They killed him. Huh? Do you know that James was killed? And they took Peter. They would have killed Peter too. Now, when God says, you see, don't go there. There's an SMS in your spirit. Don't drive your car today. Park it at home. And people see you on the bus, and you're just jumping down and say, what are you doing on the bus? You tell them, look, the truth is, I just feel like. Some people, you don't tell them, just, I feel like. Why? Because there was an SMS in your spirit. Glory to God. There was somebody who was going out, and then the Lord said, don't go in your regular black suit. Okay? Wear the yellow suit that somebody gave you that you had not worn before. I said, Lord, I don't like that color. The Lord said, wear it. Somebody had the revelation that somebody will be attending a conference, a minister, and will be dressed in yellow suit. All right? And then he said, in that revelation, the Lord ministered to him, said, give him the $100,000. So he got there. You know, and was looking black, 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 blue, 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 and then yellow. Glory to God. The moment he sighted that man in yellow suit, praise God. Are you what I'm saying here? The moment, you know what happened? He just walked up to him and said, you're a minister of God, I know. All right, this is what you do. I saw it in the revelation. Praise God. You know when Jesus appeared to Ananias, all right, and told him of brother Saul that was called Paul. Amen? Hello? He gave him the name of the street, all right, the house, all right, and the address. And he told him what he will be doing at the time he gets there. He will be praying. You'll meet him praying. So what if he was playing at that time? Say, no, this is the wrong person. Are you following what I'm saying here? Sometimes you just say, well, this way we package our stuff in this company and all that. There's this knot in my hand that we have to change it. Let's repackage. I don't know what it is going to be like yet, but I just have this strong knot in my hand that we should change it. And then you go, give me some few minutes. And then you go into your office and then you pray in tongues. And then you know, okay, so this is the packaging. Remove this, remove this, remove this. And then you send it to the client. The client looks at, hey, this is what I'm saying. I've been waiting for this kind of proposal. Look at it very clear. This. And the things that get clients so confused, God said, remove them. You thought it was beefing it up, making it very rounded, but God said, remove it. Amen. And the moment you did that, bam, you got the job. And so you are getting jobs and getting jobs and getting jobs and getting jobs. All right, changing the template. God says, add this, remove this for this client. add this, remove this. All right, you are spiritually minded. So demons of poverty don't understand how you are prospering. They can't understand it. Because the strategy of prosperity is where? In the spirit. You're bringing it down, downloading it. So when you do that, and then you're getting jobs, somebody would tell someone, an employee, another competitor, say, go and get a template for us. So they get the template, you give it to them. They copy it word for word, but they are not getting the jobs. Because every time you're dealing with a client, Lord, what is it? In the spirit, God says, don't add this, change this. Amen. People who are not in the spirit, the best they can do is to copy. They are copycats. If you are not a spiritual person, it's copy. They said in that church, the growth is as a result. They are teaching on business. So that's why there are a lot of people there. It's a lie. There are many churches in town. It's in fact, they are not churches anymore. They are business centers where people learn about business. But the people are not there. It was a strategy in the spirit God gave to that pastor. Principles are the same everywhere. Strategies change. Strategies are person specific. And you can give people principles, this is how it works and all that. But strategy. If you tell me your strategy, it will work for me. It has your DNA on it. Your fingerprint is on your strategy from heaven. And there are many strategies of success as there are people. If you go up to the spirit there and stay there, walking in the spirit. Can someone say amen there? Can someone say amen there? When you get that strategy and bring it down, it will work for you. All right? Sometimes God will say, don't pursue. Stay. Some other times say, pursue. So, you see, sometimes God gives you a strategy and you are teaching strategies as though principles. So people feel you are doing juju. You told me what you do. I did what you normally do, what you do. I'm not getting your kind of result. So what is happening here? So I can only tell you the principles. But what I do, all right, look at Jesus. There were people that he ministered to. Some of them, he laid hands on them. For others, he spat on the ground, made clay of the saliva, anointed their eyes and said, look, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. Amen? Glory to God. So the blind man went to the pool of Siloam. Amen? But where did Naaman go to? Siloam? No. Where? River Jordan. For some of you, it may be River Oshun that God will lead you to. It's the strategy is different. It may say backyard water. Come on, are we together? Yes, you get it. You get it. Turn to your neighbor, say, I'm not a copycat. I'm a dynamic child of God. Louder, say, I'm not a copycat. I'm a dynamic child of God. Amen. Amen. So prayer is very key. You pray. And I'll cancel sometimes. Take a walk. Just do prayer walk. Just take a walk. Pray in tongues. Walking. Do you know why? If you have not yet developed the discipline of prayer, you must be posture conscious. You must do the right posture in prayer. If you have not learned the discipline of prayer, many of you, you love to pray, but your posture is not right. No, have you seen anybody doing a prayer walk and you're looking for something to lean on? Shinagara, Shema. So this is 9 p.m. now. Shema. Shema no mobo palabash. And this is 4 a.m. Sometimes you wonder how you slept in that posture. It's a miracle. Glory to God. No, but when you had something biting you, you had a need that, you knelt down, you prayed for 3 hours. You stood up, you prayed for 3 hours. Now, don't think that it will happen that way every time. Glory to God. So the discipline of prayer is that you take a posture that is not convenient for the flesh. You take a prayer walk. You can't miss it with a prayer walk. You can't miss it. Amen. And you just go down the street, come back. And take a prayer walk down the street, come back. Take a prayer walk down the street, come back. And do it regularly. Amen. 3 things are happening. Number one, you're exercising your spirit. Number two, you're exercising your body. All right? Number three, you're developing the discipline of what? Prayer. Till tomorrow, Pastor E. Adeboye will take his prayer walk 2 hours minimum. And the man just clocked 80. Amen? Just turned 80. Praise God. And is very fit. Stronger than some 30-year-olds here. So one day he told some of his pastors, said, follow me for a prayer walk. They walked 45 minutes. So he said, Pastor, in a camera. But Pastor said, let's go. We just started. He said, can we have a camp here so we can pray our prayer here? You can go. Amen. An 80-year-old man. Amen. 80 years. Glory to God. Do you know that exercises that people adopt because their health is being threatened? Do you know some people, they just like, they say you have to be exercising and all that. So they start, you know, taking a walk around. They do work out. And then they walk around, they trek, because they said it will impact positively on their health. You understand? Do you know there's fasting now? They tell people to fast because it's going to impact positively on their health, right? Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Do you know that kind of fast, as good as it is, amen, it is centered around selfishness. Because if it didn't impact, or it would not impact on your health, you wouldn't do it. Amen. Glory to God. So if you look at the way God designed the body, the design of the body is that when you worship God and dance and jump before God, and you move around in worship and in prayer, all right, you see that your bodily health was already built into it. This is not kind of worship that, you know, the way David worshiped God. He danced. Dancing. Hello? So when you dance before God and you're dancing with everything within you, all right, and you stay in that mode, glory to God, peradventure you will need bodily exercise, it would be very little. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Amen? Bishop Oyedepo dances before God every day. Hello? And he only needs to play long tennis for like an hour or so to be fit. He's tending towards 70. Praise God. And he's still very fit. Glory to God. So if you look at the way God has designed our lives, you understand that health is part of prayer. There's a kind of groaning that will burn belly fat. Yeah. Try and groan. And you groan and pray like Jesus prayed with sweat coming out of your body. And you say fat will be there. Where? And then add some fasting to it. Fat will bid you farewell for life. All right. Now, sudden exercise, all right, gives initial stress on the brain to start with. That's the first thing. So you're exercising. They said I should not be eating this one. They said I should be exercising. I eat like this. 15 minutes. You will break down the first 1 week exercising. Because your brain is wondering, what is this? Do you know God created your brain? When you start fasting and praying, all right, and groaning in the spirit, and the energy of the spirit is going through your brain, it will tell your brain, the Most High God, the Creator, has ordained this so. So the brain will adjust. So one of these days, what's my schedule like this Saturday? We want to take a prayer walk. Do I have any program? All right. We'll gather here. We'll take a prayer walk. Glory to God. All right. So we'll just choose the path. We'll pray and come back. Amen. But I would rather have it very early in the morning. Glory to God. Do I have any program? Oh, that's true. Can you imagine? So when can we do prayer walk? Can we do it Sunday evening? There's public holiday tomorrow. So God bless you. So tomorrow is Monday, right? There's public holiday. Is there any program tomorrow? Do you have a program? Are you sure? All right. So the discipline of prayer. If you don't have somebody encourage you, all right, somebody will have to write those letters first. A for apple, B for ball, C for what? Cat. And all those things will go on and on like that. D for dog. Now, the moment those things are settled in your mind, then you can start forming words with them, those letters. Two-letter words. Amen? Three-letter words. Four-letter words. Five-letter words. Amen? Are we together? All right. So programming that looks like a little bit of dogma, all right, when you get into it and the Spirit of God takes over, the dogma becomes dynamic flow. Amen? But you need that programming. You need it. Good? Monday, good? Yeah. We need to pray. Okay. All right. But just show up in church. They are trying to settle the logistics where the path we're going to take. Glory to God. All right. Because the logistics. All right. But we'll take a prayer walk. And please don't wear jacket. All right. Just wear your sneakers, jean, trousers. Amen. All right, and a light top or shirt. Glory to God. And look fit. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. So we'll pray. Just take a walk. And then come with water. When you're fasting, don't fast water. Jesus was hungry after his fast, not thirsty. Amen? Hello? Thirst was not involved. He was hungry. Amen. Someone said, well, really? Drink water. If you are sweating, drink water. Can someone say amen to that? Uh-huh. Never starve your body of water when you're fasting. Never do it. All right? I learned it in a hard way. Never do it. Can someone say amen to that? All right. So drink water. Drink water. Drink water. Not coffee and tea. Just drink water. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. Water. Amen? Amen? How many of us have you been blessed today? Wave your hands and shout hallelujah. Now, I want us to stand up right now. All right, take your purse, your Bible, whatever it is. All right? Can we just clear the chairs? This is Sunday service, but we're going to do something. Clear the chairs this way. Clear the chairs this way. All right? And then we'll form a circle. We'll move around. For just 10, 15 minutes, we'll just pray. Amen? It's a special Sunday service. Apart from the cameras, leave the cameras. All right? So we're just going to pray for 10, 15 minutes. I don't believe in teaching on prayer and people are not praying. Just talk, talk, talk. Let's pray. Let's pray. If you are joining us for the very first time, God bless you. You're welcome. Let's celebrate our guests. Amen. Good. So clear it. Now, take your Bible, your bag in your hand. Don't leave anything behind, please. Okay? So we may just form a line and then another line and then another line. Three lines. All right? A line, another line, and then another line. Three lines. All right? And then join your hands together this way. Three lines. Join your hands together. Okay? Just come this way. Follow me as I pray in tongues. The lines will follow me one after the other. Just pray in tongues. It's a walk in the spirit. Come on now. Rata kaso pratila brahante legrushata. Rekato sadande legru. Yeah, you can go. Sepra kante legrusha. Yeah, follow that way. Go. Yeah. Lembra tosa kita labranso kota labriata. Go ahead, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Uh-huh. Yeah. You can join us. Another line, yeah. Beside it, good. Yeah. All right. We can do one more line if we can take it. If we can't take one more line, let's just maintain just two lines. Go on. Go on. Just pray in tongues. You may be going slowly. Never mind. Just keep moving. Manta la brosha katila brahande le groshata reka tankro sokatia. What we are doing is that we are awakening that vigor of prayer. Fervency of prayer. Come on now. Sakita la brota la grishta katia. Lembra canto lo grusha tila brahande le grusha. Pray out loud. Pray out loud. Pray out loud. Pray out loud. For just 10 minutes or so. Come on now. Reka pankarato sakatila brahaya. Take a walk in the spirit. Come on now. Surround your life and your family with prayer as we move around. Come on now. Sopratila, protection for everyone. Lekrato sopratia. Surround your finances, your ministry with prayer. Come on now. Sopratila brahande legroshata. Lembra kato sakatila brahaya. Take a walk, take a walk. Le prata, se brataya. Ronta kaso parate le groshatea. Come on now, come on now. Sompratela bratele brokoshota brahaya. Se kakato cross. Yeah, yeah, keep moving, keep moving. Praying in other tongues, keep moving. Manta la broshatela brahaya. When you get back home, move around your house. Move around your house. Praying in tongues. Le krotosi pratila brahaya. Come on now. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep moving. Som parate kle krose katila brahaya. Le namonto krosatila brahaya. Shamanangre konte le broshatia. Come on now. Begin to pray and call upon the name of the Lord. For an awakening in your spirit, an awakening in your soul, an awakening in your life. Come on now. Para sokate lebro shata la brahai. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Manto kombra tekla kroshata la bahaya. Sheke de borodo borodo bo shata la brabadabrabadabash. Shaparadabrabadabrabadabash. Shanta bla 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 bla
Shantala bra 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 bra. Sembra bra 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 bra. Sembra bra 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 bra. Shakatea. Come on, go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Lembra so katele pros. Trust in the Lord. Come on now. Erabasaka paratekle krosha telebros. Erabakatola brashante lebroshetea. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Lamprokotas. Awaken that fire on the inside by the Holy Ghost. Awaken the fire on the inside by the Holy Ghost. Awaken the fire on the inside by the Holy Ghost. Come and go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Lord, thank you for awakening us within. Thank you for fanning us to flame. Thank you for fanning our prayer lives to flame. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. E rapata sakatele broshata. Mantele broshatele prayer. Go ahead and pray. If you pray this way, you can never fall asleep. Stand up and pray. Move around and pray. Pray when you need to pray and pray. When you don't even feel like praying, but you can stand up and move around. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Pronte kletose prekele brosha. Sombre brosha. Lembra bara 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 bara. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Move around, pray. Lembra taka sota la prote. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Go ahead and pray. 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 Shaba, Shaba, Ebratoma, Sabarashtate, Sabra Katelebro Shata, Embra Shakatalabaratea. Come on, come on, come on. Catch some fire. Catch some fire. Catch some Holy Ghost fire. Catch some Holy Ghost fire. Hey! Saparadabarabo Shata. So para telebrosa ca telebrosa ban telebrosa ca telebrosa e pacato coso para telebrosa man telebrosa telebrosa telebrosa. We have two more minutes. Ebrapate. Pray, 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 pray. Awaken something within. Awaken it within. Come on now. Woo! Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Man telebro shekete glegados. Lembra da bra da bra da bra da bra glegados. Lembra da glegro shaka telebro bra 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 bosh. Se bra pala bra shaka lembro glegados. Come on, come on, come on. Repak telebro shata la bra. My house shall be called the house of prayer. My house shall be called the house of prayer. My house shall be called the house of prayer. This is 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 the house of prayer. The church of God is the house of prayer. Erebosha. Pare rebosha kate. Leboron telebrosha kaparate. Man telebrosha kate lebrosha. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. E patata telebrosha ke telebrosha ta. Embra telebroto le cresso crecatelebrosa. Somba re telebrosa catelebrosa. Panteleboshi carateborose catelebrosa. Santelebrosa catelebrosa. Carabatala shantelebrosa catea. Yeah, come on. Come on, call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shamanish. 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 Kreto sopra de kes. Embra shaka telebro shatia. Thank you, Father. One more. Now pray out loud. Pray out loud. Louder. Out loud to the Father. Out loud. Le pretekeke protea. Rebatala bashante le brosa. Embrateke to prate. Embratoka telebrosa telebrosa. Embrakate lebrosa telebrosa. Woo! Glory. Glory to God. Woo! Saka telebrosa. Woo! Glory. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey! Topa telebrosa. Hey! Glory to God. Glory to God. Now begin to give thanks to God. Lift up your hands and give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. Give thanks. Come on now. It's time to give thanks to God. Woo! Glory. Rejoice. 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 Give thanks to God. Woo!